Charge getting low. See a socket over there? Plug me up.
Okay. I got a plug from Cuba. Work disappear like Bermuda. I got a plug from Cuba. Fiscal be moving like tuna. I got a plug from Cuba. Shorty all on my kahunas. You know that head crazy Medusa. I got a plug from Cuba. I got a couple of shooters. They never put up the bazookas. I got a plug from Cuba. Stretch out the one barracudas. I got a plug from Cuba. Send things in the water like scuba. I got a plug from Cuba. That's plugged with the plug in St. Lucia. Pardon the smell of that Buddha. We getting cash, hallelujah,
hallelujah. We getting cash, hallelujah.
We getting cash, hallelujah. I got a plug in Cuba. 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 I took it out of the plaster. You know that it's whiter than Casper.
Yo, what's going on? It's the homie Maz. He tuned in to Maz Drinks and Chill. Got the homie in the building.
Yo, yo, yo.
Brittany, what's good?
What's good? Happy Saturday.
Yo, I'm happy to have you on here, man.
I'm excited. Cross collaboration.
Yeah. The crazy thing is I seen your ads popping up over and over on my feed. And I did a live show with Burpee before and with Clint Coley when he came and did Advice from a Fuckboy.
Right, right.
And he invited me and Burpee on there, and we did the show at the Comedy Zone.
Yeah, yeah.
And when I seen y'all two collab, I'm like, damn, that's crazy, because I tried to get Burpee on here before, but he's been a little busy.
He be booked and busy.
I know, and he told me so. I'm like, damn. And then you hit me out the blue, because I was going to hit you, but I was like, let me just wait to see if I get both of them on. And you hit me out the blue, like, yo, what's up? I'm fucking with your podcast. Let's collab.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We got to get out there. I mean, yeah. Burpee's out right now in Greensboro doing his thing at the Comedy Zone out there.
Yeah.
So I got to definitely make sure that on my part I'm working as well, still keeping the brand,
right,
networking, making connections, things, yeah, of that sort. So, yeah.
That's dope.
We got to work.
He was on Nick Cannon Wildin' Out.
He was. And actually, March 8th was the last event that I helped manage, which was the Wildin' Out show.
Yeah.
And they shut the shit down. After that, we was done.
Completely done?
We was done.
Yeah, and that season was already wrapped up, right?
I mean, hey, we still had the biggest games. We still had the Lakers. We still had the Clippers. I still had outfits picked out. Like, yeah. I was going to find my husband. Yeah. Like, I was just...
Oh, you're talking about the...
I mean, after that, we played, yeah, the Lakers 2 days after Wildin', yeah, Out. So, Adam shut that shit down quick.
COVID ruined so much shit, man.
It did.
I'm ready to get back to normal life, man.
Welcome to the normal life.
Yeah. What's the name of your podcast?
You sound muffled.
You sound muffled.
Podcast.
And how'd y'all come up with that name?
Throughout this whole stay-at-home order, people started saying like, oh, I can't hear you on your phone. You sound muffled. Yeah. So I had to get the headphones. And I was just like, that's it. Because I had a vision of what I wanted to do. And it was Chic Chief podcast, and it was this, that, yeah, and then I was like, you sound muffled. It's kind of like saying, what the fuck? Like,
right,
the fuck you say,
yeah, and
about your opinion, you know what I'm saying, but in a respective way.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, you sound muffled.
Yeah.
You sound muffled,
and
nigga.
How many episodes in?
Right now, we filmed 5, and we go back in the studio on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Big thanks, Tuesday.
Definitely got to cross-collaborate. I need to jump on y'all show whenever y'all get a chance.
Yes, definitely.
Got a few questions. See how this goes.
Got a few answers.
All right, so let's say you're in a relationship, right? You're talking to this dude.
Okay.
And he's coming to pick you up.
Okay.
He's got his homegirl riding shotgun, right?
Right.
They pull up in front of your crib.
Yeah.
You come out.
Uh-huh.
And she's sitting shotgun. Where do you sit?
And
that's your man.
And were they friends prior to us being in this relationship?
Yeah, let's just say they were already cool.
Yeah, I mean, I have a whole bunch of niggas that are like my best friends, and I think that, yeah, I'll sit in the back seat.
The girlfriend, you would sit in the back seat?
Yeah.
And you won't have no problem with that?
No. I mean, I'm cool. Yeah. I'm cool. It's a ride.
All right, so what if you're the homegirl, right?
Mm-hmm.
And your homeboy's about to pick up his girlfriend. Y'all pull up to the crib, mm-hmm, to her crib,
mm-hmm,
and you riding shotgun. Mm-hmm. When she comes out, what do you do?
I'm going to get in the back, but that's just the Southern Belle in me.
Mm.
That's respect measures for me.
Yeah.
Everybody's not built like that. And that's cool, again.
So you wouldn't take offense to it if you pulled up and you...
As long as me and the homegirl don't have any like underlying beef or, you know, our vibes are off or no shit like that, then she can have the front seat. I mean, I don't drive. I take Uber everywhere I go. So I'm always in the back. So it's cool. And no problem at all.
I wouldn't want that. Like, if I pull up and my homegirl's in it, I shouldn't even have to tell her or ask her to go to the back seat. Like, that's just common courtesy to me. Like, if that's your significant other, they should be riding in front with you.
But, you know, you got to really think about these friendships. Like, people really are like best friends, like sister and brother. So it's kind of like asking your sister possibly to jump in the back.
So does it change if it's two dudes? Like,
cause yeah, that nigga better get in the back. The fuck?
why is that different?
The fuck? Because being a gentleman. Unless you're 6'8 and you super tall and your knees gonna be all in my back and my nigga's back, then hey.
I'm 6'4, but I'm gonna tell, like, if let's just say it's me and my homeboy and he's coming to pick you up.
Yeah.
I'm gonna jump in the back seat of you. Like, I'm gonna sit directly behind you and ask you, can you pull your chair up? Because you're not as tall as me.
Yeah.
But I'm not gonna
and
sit
And I'm blind,
there.
So I'll do that. I sit super close on the seat anyway if I'm in the
I
front.
Would not expect you to just jump in the back seat.
You now, if y'all on some old, like, he going to be rolling the blunt and, you know, he got to get in the console and get the weed out of there and y'all got to handle that kind of business, I'm cool with riding shotgun. Just pass that bitch back there to me. But, if it's just a regular old taking a ride, going somewhere to a party, nigga, get in the back.
You ain't going
to
trip.
I'll scoot my seat up, get in the back.
So it just depends on who the friend is, whether it's a male or female.
Females, I'm cool as long as it's good vibes.
That's dope, because most chicks, that's going to be an argument, like, even with the dude, like, just because she don't have respect. Now, would you expect, but you don't care, but.
I mean, that's just the perks of hanging around a lot of men. You know what I mean? Yeah. I hang around a lot of men. Like, I have way more male friends than I do female friends. So, it's different for me. I kind of, I think I've been in that situation to where me and a friend of mine, we were on our way to do something, go somewhere, and we pulled up and picked up his girl, and I literally was getting in the back seat. And she was like, no, stay up front. I still got to finish up my makeup in the back. So it's different scenarios.
Yeah.
But I would get in the back for his girlfriend.
Yeah, if you were the homegirl, you would just jump in the back.
Yeah, off GP.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, no matter who it is, I'm jumping in the back.
Yeah.
All right, so if you're about to go visit a home, actually a guy that you're talking to, right? You're going to stay at his house out of town for the weekend. What are some things that he should have automatically at his house for you? Like, what are some things you expect?
Weed.
Weed?
Weed.
Uh-huh.
What
about hospitality things, like just weed?
I'm not just weed.
Nah, I'm fucking with you.
Definitely make sure you got that loud pack. If we haven't made plans to go jet skiing or some shit like that, you know, and you're going to be on your PS5 or on the game, just make sure you got me set up comfortably. I mean, I binge watch YouTube all day. It doesn't take a lot to impress me.
Yeah.
Postmates. Some weed and set me up comfortably, and we good to go.
Do you
and
come
some
with
dick
your own
later?
Stuff? Yeah, for sure. But you come with your own stuff. Like, some girls expect you to have, like, they won't come with no towels. Like, you know, I'm talking about.
Oh, I'm
small
coming
things.
With a thought kit. Yeah, really? I'm packing a thought kit because I mean, people use certain soaps. You know, people use certain have certain allergens to certain towels. You know, like, some people will go to a hotel. Please, no feather pillows, things of that sort. Yeah. So yeah, I'm packing everything for just in case I got to leave and go get a room.
Oh, that's just in case you gotta get a room.
Just in case that nigga crazy.
Oh yeah, true.
He went anything's possible. He went crazy off that henny. So,
fellas,
yeah.
Keep a couple things in the crib. Like, definitely have some washcloths, towels, extra toothbrush.
But I hope females aren't washing their cooch with washcloths.
Well, I don't know what women are doing, but I'm just saying, like, for
more
your
loofahs,
body,
I would think.
Yeah, you could have that. Just whatever. Like, and then you can have a conversation.
Is
with
that
the
too
girl.
Much? Was that too what? Much?
This podcast right here, we drink and chill. Like, you can speak your mind.
And I don't even think the drinks came. Hold on.
Matter of fact, let me just put this.
The views and opinions you hear are totally of the guest, not Mez Drinks and Chill.
That clears me from saying whatever.
Like, disclaimer.
You can say whatever you want. That has nothing to do with me.
Copy that.
But, of course, we say some wild shit on here, too. But yeah, what's the difference between a loofah and a washcloth?
A loofah is the little...
No, I know what it is.
You know what it is?
Okay. Sure.
I just think that it's just... I think it's a better
option.
It's
more sensitive?
Yeah, it's a better option.
Yeah.
For me, it's a better option per my Google research.
Right.
Because you might accidentally wash your face with that same washcloth that you washed your ass with. You know what I mean? You don't want to get caught up in no shit like that.
Nah, you definitely.
So yeah. So
pun intended.
I got a hand, like a hand loofah for my face. So
yeah,
I'll really,
be seeing them in the store.
Yeah,
people really buy them shit.
And then,
Yeah.
That's what
so
I
you
do.
Just swap it out, like, you have them hanging up.
I got Transformer ones for my son, and then I'm back here with my little kid set up for me. Yeah.
That's dope. All right, so we were talking about pre-production. We were talking about how we both were fucking with Sue Solo. Like, I follow her on Instagram and shit. And on the radio show she's on, a chick called in and said somebody sent her man a video of her from the past, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess she was pledging a sorority.
Mm-hmm.
And she
had to suck a lot of dicks.
Well, I don't know if she did, but on this particular thing, she made some type of mistake or error about the history of the whatever she was pledging.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the punishments were her sitting there, and she said 8, but the boyfriend called. They spoke to the boyfriend. He said 8, it was 10 to 12 guys jacking and coming on her face. So what is that? What is that called? There's a certain word for that. Bukkake. Yeah, bukkake.
What's some the word? Like
bukkake, I think it's called.
Bukkake.
Yeah, it's like when everybody just busts a load on your face.
I gotta look on Pornhub for that.
It's probably up there.
Yeah, I gotta see this shit.
So 8 dudes, she said, did that to her, and then the video surfaced, and somebody sent it to her. Like, do you think he's wrong for breaking up with her for that? Because her whole thing.
Oh, he left her.
Hell yeah! I ain't
for
gonna lie.
For some shit she did back in college.
Yeah, and her whole thing was, this wasn't one of my pleasures. It wasn't a fantasy. This was just a punishment that I had to do.
Yeah, they take that shit serious. Yeah. Like, those niggas and even the females that join these sororities and fraternities, they really have to go through some trill-ass shit.
I don't understand it. Like, it's easier to join the gang. Like, I would be a blood before I'd be a Kappa because it's so much easier. Straight up, like, the shit that some of the homies be telling me, like, or not telling me.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be like, yo, what the fuck? Like, what made you agree to that? Like,
no way. No, I don't think he should have left her for that, because that's like a sacrifice. Like, that's what she signed up for. I mean, when you get involved with that, you're really passionate about it. Like, I can't.
That's insane.
I mean, I wouldn't join a sorority. Not off the strength of that, but just I don't want to be connected to bitches.
I don't think I could be with a chick if I see that. Like, it's one thing, like, I don't even know even her telling you that, but when you see the dudes and her face just getting sprayed on by 8 to 10
dudes. I mean,
it's
a lot. It's a lot. That's a lot. 10 to 12 or 8 to 10, whatever we talking. One would be a lot. You know what
Hell
I mean?
Yeah.
But I mean, he's got to do what he's got to do. And if
whatever makes him comfortable.
If he can't handle that's something of the past. I mean, you know, if it was 2 years ago, was it 10 years ago, 12 years ago, that could hold a factor. But if roles were reversed, I mean, you know,
if he has 6-7 women and he was no
niggas have 6-7 women off GP now anyway. Yeah. So,
but see, it's not frowned upon. Like, that's I ain't gonna say normal, but it's just not frowned upon as much when a man is doing some whole shit as opposed to a woman. Like, what if you found out your homegirl was on that shit? You wouldn't judge her? Like, do you not judge people based on their past?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Yeah,
not at all.
That's dope.
Not at all. I don't count your bodies. You know what I mean?
I don't be one. Yeah, fellas, don't ask no woman that. First of all, they're going to lie to you.
No, I won't. I'll be super facts.
Really?
Yeah.
But that'd be breaking niggas down when you tell them, like.
Well, that's me. I want us to be lateral. I don't want
nah,
you to.
For sure, yeah,
I want us to be lateral. I mean, of course, I want you to be my protector and things of that sort. But when it comes to providing, like, me and you need to be on the same wave. We both.
So you
want to
know everything about that. I'm the same way. Like, I want to know everything. Even if it hurts, like, let me figure it out. And if I could get past it, then that's even better for the relationship, because I don't want nothing to be a surprise. Like,
because if I lied and you find out the truth,
like this dude,
then you're going to feel some type of way. Yeah. So I might as well keep it funky.
Like that dude. Like, if he would have known from the jump, like, yo, one of the sorority, when I messed up, I had niggas all spray on my face.
How can you tell? What would even be the conversation? Hey, babe.
Yeah. Like, I mean, somehow you gotta explain that, because... But she probably never...
Let's set the tone. Okay. Boom. All right. I'm going to be her.
Yeah.
I'm going to shoot you a text.
How long have we been dating?
How long have they been dating?
Well, I don't know about them, but like, when do you think is soon enough to tell somebody that? Like, like, let's say we've been dating for 5 months.
I mean, if a nigga in 5 months asked me how many people I've actually been with, not saying that it's a lot, then like, you asking too many.
Asking you. Let's just say, when do you think it's comfortable for you to, or appropriate for you to tell him that?
When we go exclusive. Like, when we exclusive.
Actually not a time frame, because people have different time frames. Yeah. You're right.
People just really are vibing nowadays. Right. Nobody is in a relationship. Ain't nobody on Facebook saying they relationship with such and such. None of that. Right. You know, people don't post people like that.
Yeah.
I think when it's more of an exclusive situation, I think that's when you really should start not tearing them down.
Do not be posting. I got a few homegirls who keep posting niggas' watches with the tattoos. And I'm like, yo.
It's the memes for me.
What you mean?
I post the memes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in reference to the nigga of the week.
Why? Of the week? Damn. The week. That's what I'm talking Why do people hide that shit? Like, and it's usually women who hide that. Is it because the fear of somebody being in your business? Is it because they might have a wife? Is it, what's the fucking reason why they don't show the person? Because I have, and it's not like, some of my homegirls might hear this and think I'm talking specifically about them, but I'm thinking of like 10 girls who I know that do this on mm-hmm. my timeline. Like, they never show the dude. Like, she'll put a picture of him about to kiss him, and it'll just be his cheek and his ear. And it's like, or he's standing and you see his shadow, and he's like, what the fuck? Why don't you just show who the nigga is?
Well, clearly, I only have 99 followers on Instagram, so I just mm-hmm. got on there. But even for me, I don't post my kids. You might catch a picture of my child in a photo dump. I don't know if y'all heard of like photo dumps when people just do like are cleaning out their phones. Mm-hmm. So they put it on Instagram for like 10 slides. So I might drop my kids in a photo dump every now and then, but the nigga, nah.
Yeah.
And if I do post the nigga, it's going to be in a group setting, and I'm probably going to be on this side and he going to be on that side, and ain't nobody.
The nigga of the week, you said, right?
The nigga of the week. Yeah. I switch up, man.
Yeah. You can't be committed?
I don't.
Or do you not want to be committed? Because that's the difference. People be thinking like that somebody cannot be committed, but some people just don't want to be committed.
For me, because of, like we talked about pre-show, the situation with my son and his father, mm-hmm. I'm not just looking for me. You know what I mean? So
wait, what does that mean?
I'm looking for somebody that's going to be a great influence for my son as well. Oh, okay. I don't look at all.
Right.
I'll fuck with you off GP, but I'm not, unless somebody was to just... poof, just be perfect, and I want my son to be just like you. Like, you know, I'm not really fucking with nobody like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, I hear that. But yeah, that should just be tripping me. I'll be seeing some of my homegirls. I'm like, yo, why you keep hiding the nigga? Is he married or something? Like,
yeah.
But I was talking to my homegirl, and she was saying, like, some people just don't want people in their business.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, and religion, non religion, universe, the atmosphere, people pray and speak against you.
Now, that's very true.
So I can feel her on that. I definitely feel her on that, because people do pray against you in certain situations.
Especially
a
bitter ex boyfriend. He might try to even reach out to the nigga and tell him some fuck shit. She said, dumb niggas.
Them niggas that wasn't even never a boyfriend.
Yeah.
I had one situation.
Mm-hmm. Don't say his name.
Of course not. I ain't trying to. All right. But yeah. He, somehow, some way, mm-hmm. The dude that I was just chit-chatting with, we hadn't even had sex, head, no nothing. Just, you know, Ink and Ivy chilling. And somehow he got to the dude and just sent this long dissertation email about me and all this shit. So I'm very lucky. Yeah, niggas is crying, but I do that.
You do what?
Make them crazy. Oh. Yeah, it's my fault.
What you say your sign was?
Capricorn, big Capricorn energy.
What's that, January?
January 12th, 112, 1988.
Room 112.
32, you gonna dribble or shoot?
Definitely gotta shoot.
Always.
What's the reason for dribbling?
Dribbling.
There's no reason to dribble.
Yeah, I mean,
take the shot,
and if you're gonna dribble, then you know it's really not something you need to be
pass
pursuing.
The fucking ball.
Yeah.
Pass the ball.
I think this would be a good opportunity for you.
Exactly. You closer to the basket. Let me pass this off to you. No look pass.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So, I seen somebody on my timeline say some shit about there'd be more relationships and if women would shoot their shot as much as men did.
False.
You don't think so?
No.
Why not?
Niggas, no. I shoot my shot all the fucking time. Like, you would think that I just had a starting lineup, second string, third string. Like, you think I would
So
set.
You're not afraid to shoot your shot?
Fuck no. I'll slide in your motherfucking DM. I'll holler at you in public with your mask on.
Really?
I'm about I'm a nigga.
See, I was about to say, because that's different.
I'm a
whole
nigga.
I ask so many of my homegirls that, like, they'll like a guy, and I'm like, why don't you say something? They'll be like, fuck no. Are you crazy? What I look like speaking to a nigga? I'm like, you like him.
Yeah.
She was like, she'll probably send a sign but sometimes niggas really be oblivious to shit. Like, sometimes, like, I know I've had girls who like me for years who I never picked mm-hmm. up on the vibe. And then they'll tell you later on, it's like, you know, I used to have a crush on you. Like, what? When? Like, what the fuck? Like, if you would have told me, I'd have been jumped on that. Like,
yeah, see how I do it? I try to make it like work related. You get what I'm saying? Like, if I see somebody, you know, we have a round table meeting with an accountant and IT, and we starting a new point of sale system or something.
Yeah.
Like, hey, let me make sure you get my card so I can hit you up if I have any discrepancies. So I kind of do it business wise instead
smart.
Of just like, oh, what's up? I think you're cute. You know what I'm saying?
But somehow you'll get the message through.
Yeah.
A lot of women won't do that though. But I think if women would do that, it'd be a lot more mm-hmm. relationships or people, you know, feeling out the vibes and shit. But for some reason, I think about maybe 70% of women would not shoot their shot with a nigga they like.
Yeah, I have a cat on my roster.
On my roster, Jesus.
Yeah, I have a cat on my roster that I fuck with, and we talk about business, and that shit's so therapeutic. Like I, you would think that like he just fucked the shit out of me. Like my mind is just in a good space, just talking that business talk, that marketing aspect, that PR rollout. You know, just building brands and things of that sort. So yeah, that's what he's there for. I have niggas to fill voids.
I was about to ask you that. Yeah, like, can a nigga be on your roster but not be sexual? Or
No. I'm not sexual. I mean, yeah, I ain't had sex in a minute. I had like a sexual experience recently that was more of like checking it off your bucket list.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it counts, but it's like, I know it's not going to happen again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's dope. So you can actually have a nigga on your roster, but you just use them for certain things. Because I be seeing them
memes.
Using sounds. But then again, if you can't be used, you're useless. Ain't that the saying? Like.
Don't say using.
I know using has like a negative connotation to it.
Yeah.
So it could be somebody that just is a benefit to you. He's beneficial.
Mine and his vibe is work. Work talk.
Boy, women got some ways of saying some shit, boy. That's like that entanglement word. Because y'all can say some shit, because then they could say some stupid shit like, I fuck with that bitch.
That's crazy.
But a chick will be like, we had an entanglement. And you like, God damn, that sounds better than we was fucking on the side. I was cheating on my husband with him.
Yeah, we were playing like Smash and Pass on our podcast not too long ago. And Burpee asked me, would I get in an entanglement? Or one of my guys that he asked was August Alsina. And I was like, nah, I can't get in a fucking entanglement with him because I was fucking his DJ. So,
damn.
Yeah. But that's me. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I'm that girl. I'll be keep it 100. And I got sure they get some calls.
Can women have sex without emotion?
You can have sex without emotion with somebody if you don't take your time to get to know them. Hear me out here.
Nah, I'm
free game, free game.
Yeah.
I went and if you go, okay, so you go and you chilling with somebody, right?
Right.
You already know what energy you on.
Mm-hmm.
If you just, if you know for sure you just want to fuck with them, fuck him, you know what I'm saying? Or be your fuck buddy, or that's the void they feel.
Yeah.
Don't get to know them because of those soul ties. So if I know you got child support problem, you and your baby mom arguing and all that shit, then that's that soul tie. But if I don't, I mean, know enough. Their first and last name.
Yeah.
Phone number. You know what I mean?
Right.
But if you get to know them, I think that could definitely have a hindrance. But for me, the energy that I be on, if I'm just trying to fuck you, like I just try not to get to know you and know your problems. I don't want to know when your profit and loss log is due.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on at work. You know what I mean? Just, you know what I'm here for, nigga.
So the less you know about a person, the better the entanglement could be?
Exactly. If it's just going to be strictly an entanglement. If we're just going to be fucking, you know what I'm saying? Let's just keep it
there. I don't need to know your issues, your problems, and stuff like that. Yeah.
Pre-game, smoke, chill, you be on the sticks, whatever you're doing to get you right. Postmate, let's eat, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Get it done. And then I already got my Uber schedule when I'm going over to a nigga house. Fuck.
Could you be in an open relationship?
What do you mean? Like
him. Like, say you are in a relationship with somebody, right? Like, y'all really fucking with each other. Like, y'all boyfriend and girlfriend, but you can fuck with other people and he can fuck with other people.
I mean, I don't think no nigga would let me do that. I don't think niggas would be okay with that.
The question was, can you be in one?
They gonna do it anyway. Why not?
So you could be in one?
I mean, I'm not saying that I could be in one, but I know that if you going on a guy's trip and half y'all single and half y'all in a relationship, what y'all gonna separate and all the niggas with bitches gonna go this way so they don't get in trouble?
The niggas who are in relationship go and read a Bible.
Okay, you sound muffled.
Oh yeah, that's the name of
your
podcast.
You sound muffled, but okay, touche.
So, but can girls do that?
What?
What? Go now on. She don't understand. now she taking a sip of her drink. Look, mess drinks and chill.
If I'm going on a Miami trip with my homegirls and I got a nigga,
it's six of y'all. Three of y'all in a relationship. Three of y'all aren't. Y'all all gonna be playing cool. Like the girls who aren't in a relationship, they gonna be chilling or they gonna be acting up too.
We all gonna be acting up, but guess what? I'm gonna be the coordinator of it because I got the connections. So it ain't gonna be me on no like fucking with no nigga shit. It's gonna be me like, yo, hitting up my promoter friend down in Miami, making sure we straight.
So that's acting up to y'all. Like, y'all don't necessarily have to have sex.
Now they can do whatever the fuck they want to do. I'm just saying, I'm gonna be a good girl.
Are you the girl in a relationship in that point?
Like, yeah, I'll be in. Okay, if I'm the girl in the relationship, I'm gonna make sure that all of us have a good time. Now, what the bitches in relationship and not in relationship do while we sitting in, you know, live on Sunday with our hookah and our weed and our motherfucking bottles and shit like that. That's what they do. I'm just the coordinator. I'm just here for the hookah.
That's very interesting.
That's my story. I'm sticking to it.
I see. All right. So another question, right? If you could invite four dead people to dinner, right? Just for one night. You could bring four people back to life. It don't matter when in history, where they're from. Just any four dead people. Who you going to dinner with just for the night. You could hang out with them and everything. Chill with them. Four people.
So I lost my high school sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
So he's definitely coming to dinner.
Okay.
Pre-show, we talked about my grandmother passing away, mm-hmm. and leaving me 154 acres of land in her house.
Shout out to her.
She coming. Mom and Dad in there. Listen, Mom and Dad will put a house, a car, a house in her name.
She got to come back.
Yeah, she definitely at the dinner.
For sure.
She's there. What celebrity have? Pop Smoke.
Pop Smoke, are you a fan?
I like him. Yeah. Pop I'm bringing Smoke him. I'm bringing him. And Bankroll Fresh. That was my shooter.
You know what's crazy? Bankroll Fresh, Slim Duncan, and of course Nipsey. When them niggas died, for some reason it hit me different. Of course Nipsey the most, but
he's just there off GP. Nipsey. Yeah. He's one of one.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. He's just always gonna be at the dinner.
Yeah. I think my four would be.
Now I got to take somebody off because I want to put Nipsey.
You better not take your grandmother off.
Hell
I know
no.
that. Now I'm fucking with you. I know. Wait, who was the first person you said? Oh, all right,
my high school sweetheart.
You can't take him off, right? Because you know you him. Know you know what? Pop Smoke.
He would want me to be great, so I could take him off and put Nipsey. he would want me to be great. So
you see what I'm saying? How women just know how to flip some shit around?
Yeah, he would want me to be great. He would want me to have dinner with Nipsey.
Damn. You see, that's dope how women could just flip some shit on, because I'd have been like, damn, I don't even know what to say, how to get him all smooth. That was smooth. He would want me to be dope. He would want me to have a good time.
Yeah, he would want me to live my best life.
All right, so the four. It would be your grandmother, mm-hmm. Nipsey.
Mm-hmm. Pop Smoke.
And Bankroll Fresh?
Bankroll Fresh.
Mine would be, I have to throw Nipsey in there. Jesus Christ.
Oh, don't do that. What? He's deaf. Okay, now I got to revise mine again. Okay,
right,
go
so,
ahead.
All right, so Nipsey, Jesus.
Okay.
My grandfather on my pop side, because I've never met him before. Like, he died before I was born. I seen pictures recently of him. Like, for a long time, I never seen. And I seen some footage that just popped up.
Yeah.
On, like, we have an Eritrean TV.
Yeah.
And he popped up on some old footage. And my pop's like, yeah, that's my dad. Like, so he popped.
What?
Yeah. So it was a couple years ago. And then, so Nipsey, Jesus Christ, my grandfather on my father's side. And I'm stuck between Bob Marley and Malcolm X, but I guess I would go with Malcolm X.
Well, I think Malcolm X probably has stumped his ground. I don't think you have to bring him to dinner. He's already did so much.
Yeah, but I just would want to meet him and talk to him. But see, I'm stuck with, like, it's really a tie between Malcolm X and Bob Marley, because Bob Marley's so dope to me.
Bob always going to be at the cookouts, though.
Yeah, that's true. His vibe is like.
Always.
There's no vibe like a Bob Marley vibe. I don't know how much sci-fi
it?
Fucks with. Look, yeah.
You hear?
Word.
I'm revising mine again. Sorry.
Right, so
okay.
Where are we going with yours?
Grandmother, Mama Nat. Shout out to Mama Nat.
Shout out to her for real. How many acres?
154 acres.
154. That's major.
Yeah, and a house. So that was dope. That's why I was like, oh, I got to move to Charlotte. But after that wreck, etc. Yeah. So Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. Mama Nat, Bankroll, and Nipsey.
That's not a bad. That's four solid.
Pop
ones.
Was still new. Pop Smoke was still new. So yeah. I was just, and I learned songs late as hell. Like, I just started dancing to, like, or not dancing, but you know, grooving to his stuff after his death.
Now, Pop is dope. It's sad how he had to go out like that, but it's crazy because there's just certain rappers who you hear die and it doesn't affect you. But then certain niggas, you're like, I'm not sure why this shit affected me so much. Like, Slim Duncan
and
Bankroll.
It's esoterical. When you start thinking with discernment. It's different.
Oh, so you really believe in all that?
Yeah.
Heavy. Yeah. All right, so you sitting in the living room with your man. Y'all watching Netflix, chilling, right, with your man.
Mm-hmm.
And his phone alerts, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when he's looking at it, you're like, oh, shit. Matter of fact, you're sitting with him. Your phone goes off, and he stops you. He's like, don't look at your phone. I accidentally sent you a picture that wasn't supposed to go to you. Give me your phone so I could delete it. What's your next move?
Squaring up.
What you mean squaring up?
Squaring up. I'm going to open the phone, look at that picture, and probably square up.
You going to look at it?
Yeah.
You want to know what was in that picture?
Yeah.
What if you're not just going to trust, you're not going to ask him what it is or what, like.
I mean, if I, okay, first, I will, if he says that, then I'll be like, okay, well, no. because we've already established that's your phone, this my phone. You sent this to my phone. Yeah. So if it's like a meme that probably would go to a group chat to his niggas.
But you don't know what it is, right?
With fucking but Sukiana getting nutted all over by her boyfriend or some shit, then I'll laugh it off. But if it's a dick pic, I know they ain't going to the group chat.
It better not be going to the group chat.
Right. Yeah. So yeah, I'm squaring up.
Damn, that would fuck me up. Like, if my girl did that to me, I'd be like, I'd have to see what it was. Because I'm like,
yeah, you, I'm opening that.
But that's like one of them things where it's Pandora's box. Like, you don't know what's going to open
but
up.
But see,
like,
I'm slick as fuck. So when I go chill with somebody, I turn my notification off. So he won't even see
But see,
it.
You're not in a relationship. So you could do that kind of stuff. You can
even nobody, when I'm in a relationship, I'm still a savage. So
really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's I'm working on it. So I say by 35, like, it should be out of my system.
Yeah.
But I still would always have my notification off.
Really?
Only people that need to get in touch with me is my mom, my pops. Yeah. That's it.
Crazy thing is, I used to always think it was sneaky when people left their ringer off. But
you can go deeper. You can go to settings, notifications.
See,
and
I
flip
don't have
that
to
bitch
do
off.
Like I used to think it was sneaky when you left your ringer off. But now the older I get, because you get so many stupid notifications, little things. So I turn my ringer off all the time now. Like, and I just started that like a year ago, and it's so much more peaceful. Like.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the phone rings for all the stupid shit. Like, you might just look at it and be like, it's a coupon. You might look at it, yeah, text about a party, but you looking at it. But then, like, if you keep your ringer off, you might check it like maybe 30, 45 minutes later and you just can see everything at one time.
Yeah.
And it keeps you off your phone the most. But yeah, that shit would fuck me up if my shorty said that. Like, yo, I'm sorry. I just
said
something.
We rebuke that in the name of Jesus. Your shorty's not going to ever do that.
Nah, for sure. Nah, at least I hope not.
My future shorty. He better not do no shit like that.
But what if you saw it and it was a dick pic and it was
I told
to
you, I'm squaring up. I'm
and
not playing
the
with
end
you.
End of relationship?
If we dead ass.
But you a savage too, so why not just...
But you said take that out of it.
Okay.
Be all normal. Right. So yeah. If we in a
she
normal...
She said be normal.
Yeah, if we're in a normal situation and that's inappropriate and you're doing it on our time, like we chilling. Like, what the fuck you sending out dick pics for? We chilling.
Yeah.
Netflix and chilling.
Yeah.
And you sending another...
And he over there taking... What if he took it right there on the spot, like you sitting right next to him, and you saw he took the dick pic? Like,
I would think that that's my cue to like he could see me. I'm cool. I'm so cool that like he could. He wouldn't get caught up with me. He'd be like, I sent you something. You know what I'm saying? And then I'd be like, oh, okay, that's the cue.
You know what I mean? Next to you.
Yeah. So that would be. He could flip it on me. He can make me think like.
See, that would be the smartest thing to do.
Right, but niggas ain't always smart.
Yeah, because it might be a text with a text that'd be like, damn, I'm laying here with my girl. I wish I was right next to you.
See.
And then send a text with the dick pic.
Squaring up. Squaring up, yeah. Get your shit and leave.
So you'll shoot the fair one with somebody? With a dude?
Would I shoot a film? Like
no, a fair one. Like, would you put hands on dudes? Like.
No. Right. Okay, when I say that, I mean like get that head, get that bread, and then leave. Pretty much, you know what I mean? Like pack your shit, get your shit, and leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. So you cut people off easily?
Block and delete.
Really?
Friends, everything. I mean, people are in your lives. Again, I'm a little deep, but I'm still funny. People are in your life during for reason and seasons. And like even I've had 5 and 6 year friendships that are on a... If I was to see you out, I probably wouldn't say much to you kind of scenario.
So you believe that there's an expiration date on everything, like friendship?
Not everything, but it can be, definitely.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
More than likely, though, right? Because I think that. It's only a handful of people. Like, I know Sci-Fi since I first moved to Charlotte. Like,
yeah.
And it's never changed.
How long ago was that?
98, like right around 98.
98. Okay, cool. Shit.
Yeah. It was like the end of 97, beginning of 98, something like that. Like, I was going to my
98,
10th grade.
I was 10.
Really? Well, how old are you now?
32.
I'm 37. Yeah, we just 5 years
apart. Okay. 3 and 7 are good numbers too. Jesus died.
Yeah,
okay,
sure.
Son, Father, Holy Ghost, and then 7 is the number completion.
That's the God number.
So, yeah, you definitely utilize this year to be the best year.
For sure. Oh, yeah. But this year has been, it's been crazy with all, so many people have died close. Like, that shit is.
Outside of the C-19 situation or because of that?
Both. Mm. Both. Like, from car wrecks to people getting shot.
We're definitely in a spiritual warfare.
Yeah, for sure. Like two or three of my homies died in a car wreck this year.
Mm.
And it's like people like that you wouldn't expect. Like they have so much life in them. Like when you see them die, you're like, how? And the crazy thing is, one of my homies, Bags, this season that we just put out 5.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to show him his love. Like I just started playing music in the beginning and the end of the podcast.
Yeah.
And he's such a dope musician. Me and Sci-Fi were talking about it. Like I would play him.
Yeah.
And then he died. Like, oh, man. And that shit really fucked us up. He's like, yo, that's crazy. We were just trying to give him all his flowers.
Yeah.
Anytime I would really, like, you know how some niggas is your homies that do music, but you don't really play them in the car?
Yeah.
I really would listen to his music.
Yeah.
Because he was really that dope. And Killer Mike shouts him out all the time. Like, I really thought he was going to make it, which he would have if he was still alive.
And this was a car accident?
Yeah. It happened a couple months ago.
Yeah. Golly. Yeah.
But yeah, 2020 definitely be crazy. How was 2020 for you?
I hate the current climate of the world, of course, with the racial injustice, of course, with the whole pandemic and stuff like that. But working in the industry that I work in, like, I'm able to spend, I have enjoyed being able to slow down.
Yeah.
Doing everything virtual because, like we were chit-chatting about earlier, we had all-star CIAA, ACC tournament games, Kimba last year. So it was just like a lot. Last year was heavy. So we were wore out. We were tired. I know people in my industry were.
Hell yeah.
So I hate the circumstance, but I'm very, very grateful to be able to slow down and have taken a break and really chill. Like, I thought I was like a weirdo being a loner, but
I'm a loner myself.
Like, my staying in the house game is strong as fuck.
And I enjoy it too. Like, people be like, what the fuck you doing? I'm like, nigga, nothing. I'm having a ball.
If it ain't about the money, if it's not an opportunity, if it's not, you know, a situation like what we got going on, like with the cross collaboration, I ain't making no moves, man.
How you like podcasting?
I love it because I used to be, because I'm so behind the scenes. So it's just like, everybody's like, who's that Brittany?
Yeah.
Where the fuck?
Like, it seemed like you popped up out of nowhere.
Yeah, like, who the fuck is that Brittany? You know, she's fucking always behind the scenes, coordinating shit. You know what I mean? So to be, like, in the front and center is different for me. I enjoy that aspect because it's kind of like I'm a Gemini. I got two people going on.
Yeah. But wait, you're Capricorn?
Capricorn,
What's that? Your rise, your moon?
So that is your sun.
That's your sun?
That's your sun. And then my moon is a Libra, Cardi B / Renny Rucci. Shout out to Renny Rucci. She's from South Carolina. She's a rapper.
She's dope.
Fire.
Super dope,
I love her. I always see girls using her captions. I'm such a fucking stan.
Yeah.
You hear me? I'm a stan for her. And then my rising is a Sagittarius, which is Nicki Minaj. Boo. Wait, you got that on a button for boo?
Let me see what I have for we can log off on her.
Yes. Yeah.
But that's of course, that's your opinion, not mine. I was just
Fuck with, and the only reason
I see you fuck with Cardi. I mean, Cardi. You fuck Cardi with Cardi
and,
heavy.
Cardi and Renny are like, Cardi, because of that Cinderella story. Like, she really has a Cinderella story.
Not for sure.
And then Renny's a mom of two like me. Her kids are a little bit older, but she always on the road, you know. And a lot of times, one thing that I was going through, and I had to even get into therapy for that during, you know, working in sports and entertainment and stuff and hospitality.
Yeah.
You're away from your kids for a lot, but there's a lot of perks that come with it. I mean, my daughter, for her birthday, sat courtside right beside Michael Jordan for about, you know, for her eighth birthday. My son, we were right there for Monster Truck. So there's perks to it. But Renny, we have that connection because she's a mom and she has to travel and she has to do late hours in the studio or long hours. So sometimes I used to mom shame myself. So I went to therapy for that. And then I had to transformative thinking, what am I able to give my kids? Like, my mom was a single mom. I never went to a concert. I never went to a basketball game. Yeah. You know, I brought my mom to her first live event, which was WWE. Roman Reigns or whatever that means.
Oh, she's a wrestling fan?
Yes, Roman Reigns. That's like her boo.
Yeah?
Oh, my gosh.
What's mom shaming for those who don't know? I mean, it sounds
mom
obvious,
is, damn, you never with your kids. Like,
It seems a little harder for women.
Yeah, I had a full-time nanny. Like, no lie.
Yeah.
Who homeschooled her own kids. So my three-year-old, who about to be four, it was on a strict curriculum.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's mom shaming, like, not being able to spend time with your kids or having to have somebody tag somebody in to go to your daughter's, you know, recital, things of that sort. So
and that kind of stuff is like frowned upon more with women than it is men, because it's almost like, I guess, not a norm maybe for men not to be there as opposed to women. It's like women have to be there.
Right. Yeah.
Which is fucked up. But I mean, when you work, it's not like you're not there because you're trying to go to the club to have a good time. It's, you're really out there grinding for a better life for all of y'all.
That's the first thing when me and my daughter FaceTime. That's the first thing she said.
What
did you learn today? Because I will order writing grants for dummies, creating nonprofit for dummies. Like, I will read that book and learn a new task or a new trade. And she's like, she'll ask me the questions that I should ask her. Like, what did you learn today? Yeah, that's my shooter.
Wait, how old is she?
She'll be nine on the 24th.
Yep. Oh, really? October 24th?
Mm-hmm. She's a Scorpio.
How about that Scorpio?
And then Cohen, my son, he's a Libra, October 21st, but he's that cusp. So he's not a like T.I. and Lil Wayne Libra. He's more of a calmer Libra.
Yeah.
Today, or right now, at 3.
Oh, it changes as you
get I don't know what's going to happen later on in life, but I'm hoping he stays chill.
Are they pretty close, or?
They are. They're really close. I mean, I don't know. I guess I have strong features, but they look like I made them all by myself.
Yeah. And you're mixed? You say you're black and white?
Yeah, my mom's Caucasian. My dad's African-American.
Well, who did you grow up with closer?
I have no relation with my dad's, my fraternal family. He's actually a referee for the NBA. And
no way.
Yeah, and the times. And
what the fuck? And then you're working
for the East Division. So anytime we played Atlanta or the Bucks, and who else?
Wait, you see him in the
Indiana
game?
He would come, and I'd oversee those premium areas, those people. And so I saw his name on the roster. I was looking at the scouts, what scouts are coming, you know, yada, yada, yada. And I saw his name, and I took him a plate from like one of the minority owners, like clubs, because they have like really good food, like straight lobster, you know, everything's
I could imagine, really
nice. So I made him a plate, and that's just kind of became our new normal.
He knew you were bringing him, like, were in contact, or you just popped up on him?
I told the server in there to let me know when that one particular ref got it signed in, and I came and I spoke to him, and on his way out, he was like, I asked him, did he need anything? And he was like, no, I'm good. Come give me a hug and say bye. I mean, we just got that understanding that just, I had a traumatic experience as a young little girl, which unfortunately a lot of young little girls do.
Yeah.
And, the family decision and the dynamic didn't shift the way that my mom felt like it should shift.
Yeah.
And as I grew older, I really agree with her on that. So.
Yeah. So, and your mom is white. So did you have a white upbringing, or was it?
My mom is country as fuck. You would never think that she dates black men.
South Carolina, right?
Carolina. Just pay my driver. Jeezy. The old Jeezy. I don't know who this new Jeezy is, but hey, stay woke. But yeah, that's my girl. That's my girl. That's my baby daddy.
Wait, your mom's your baby daddy?
That's my baby daddy.
Y'all got some sayings out there in the country, man.
My mama, she is, every weekend, she knows, especially with this stay-at-home order and not being able to get out as much. She definitely gets them every Friday. And when she gets off work, she pulls up. And then Sunday, she drops them off late and gives me that time to be able to do cool shit like this. Or if I wasn't doing this, smoking and laying in Netflix and chilling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, so me and my homeboy were having this conversation about weed, because so many people would drink in front of their kids, would smoke cigarettes in front of their kids, but they won't smoke weed in front of their kids.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that? Because when we were talking about it, I'm like, you know what?
Cohen calls my weed a brown cigarette. So he knows, like, if I shut the bedroom door.
Yeah.
He know, especially if it's night time.
Yeah.
And he doesn't just come out. Like, he'll be like, mommy, are you smoking your brown cigarette? What he thinks that is, I have no idea in a 3-year-old brain.
Yeah,
but he knows that it's something that he can't participate in. So he summons me to him instead of just running into the room.
But like, even if it was a cigarette, he wouldn't be able to participate in that too. So that's the thing. Like, why distinguish the difference between that kind of stuff? Like,
just a safety measure for me, just because I don't want him inhaling stuff, and because he has asthma, you know.
But cigarettes would be the same way.
I wouldn't smoke a cigarette in front of him. No matter what.
So you're not the type, you hide all of that from them because of their health.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm talking about people who, like, you'll see the kids at a house party or whatever, or like their friends would be over, the parents' friends, but they'll smoke
hookahs.
They'll smoke everything. They'll drink in front of them, which I think alcohol is worse than weed.
Worse than anything. That's the whole, that's a bad drug. Alcohol is a bad drug.
But they'll hide weed, but they'll do everything else up front, but they'll hide the weed.
Yeah.
So that's the part that always, like, I never understood that. Like,
well, for me, it's more so in the refrigerator. He needs to dissect what's his and what's mine. You know, so unfortunately, I drink Red Bulls.
Yeah.
Just
on regular?
Really? I'm working on it.
Yeah, you got to leave that alone.
I'm fasting starting Monday in Jesus' name.
It can happen, because I got a Red Bull in front of me, but I only do that to chase my liquor.
Yeah.
But I don't drink them. Like, I never go to gas station and just buy Red Bull.
Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my, that if I had to say I had a vice.
Yeah.
That was like.
Now, does it wake you up or you just like the taste?
No, I mean, I've been drinking Red Bulls the way I've been drinking Red Bulls since I was probably, I used to, my first job was Wild Wing Cafe, not Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, I know
Wild Wing Cafe.
In university?
No, in South Carolina.
Oh, in South Carolina.
Yep.
Yeah, I forgot.
Yep,
you
in South Carolina, in Spartanburg, South Carolina. So I've been on them joints for a long time. So I don't even think it does anything to me anymore. I think it's just like that, the, you know, those people that have to have their coffee.
Right.
That's just, I have to have that.
The people who have to smoke while they drink, that type of shit.
Like, yeah, I have to have a Red Bull or it's just like, I can't get out of bed. If I know I don't have one in the fridge, then I'm 7-Eleven.
So you smoke weed and drink Red Bulls?
No, I don't. No, no, no. When I drink a Red Bull, then I'm probably about to, you know.
Yeah, be active or something.
Working.
Yeah.
Doing, you know, flip charts and shit like that. Theoreticals, getting shit in order.
Can you smoke weed and be active? Like get your work done
Sativa.
And stuff? It has to be sativa, yeah.
Indica, I'm like, yo.
Yeah, medicine ball. You got to sit down somewhere.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Where's the couch? Where's the food?
Yeah.
So definitely.
I got some overrated, underrated, or neither.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
All right, so the first one is superstition. For those who don't know what superstition is like, don't open an umbrella in the room. Don't let a black cat cross your path. Don't split the pole. Step on a crack, you break your mama's back. Yeah, exactly. So do you believe in that? Matter of fact, not do you believe in it? Overrated, underrated, or neither? And then explain why.
I would say neither because I think it's enough people out there in the world that kind of do believe in the superstitions. Like, if me and my people are walking uptown and they go to this pole, well, I'm damn trailing behind them on this side.
You do?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Then you believe in
it. I believe in it, but I don't take it to that
to that extent.
You know, large
spectrum. What's the same when you're supposed to say bread and butter or something like that?
I don't even see. Yeah, I don't even know that much about it.
You can split it, but you have to say bread and butter.
Okay, I need to remember that.
So
I got to remember
if
that.
If not, if you don't say, you got to go back and there's some people who
don't
really
let me
stop you.
That. Don't.
Yeah, bread and butter. For those who don't know, if you split the pole, bread and butter, pause. But I don't believe in superstition, but sometimes if I'm walking with somebody and I do it and somebody's like, yo, come back.
Yeah,
I'm like,
they get super serious.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, like whatever make you sleep better at night. Like, I don't think we're going to split this pole and then you're going to get hit by a bus when we crossing the street. And if you did, that's not because we split the pole. That was because God had your number called. You know what I mean?
Like.
But that's just my opinion. What about dating apps? Underrated, overrated, neither.
I believed in them. I did.
So is it overrated, underrated, or neither?
Neither. Really? I believed in them. I matched with this dope-ass cat. He was a tattoo artist, gauge earrings, African-American gentleman, dude, because I date.
Yeah, those characteristics I like, you name would be for a white person for most people.
Right, so clarify that. And then he ended up like telling me that he snorts coke and does acid, and I'm like, "Fuck that!"
Yeah, I mean that comes with gauge earrings.
But being a tattoo artist, I mean, I didn't know. I didn't know.
You do the best tattoos on acid.
What?
Nah, I'm joking. I don't know.
I was about to say, do I need to DM him? Apologize.
But like all them characteristics you said, that sounds like some shit. Like, stereotypical. You know, like I wouldn't be surprised if a nigga that wears gauge earrings and does tattoos. And skateboards.
So you think Summer Walker, she's got gauge earrings. You think she's snorting coke?
She's definitely, like anything she would do that was super wild, I wouldn't be surprised. Mm. Like Summer Walker, any time, and this is just my opinion, some of it is jokes, but some of it has truth to it.
Right, right.
But like excessive piercings, excessive tattoos in unnecessary places, like those type of people, like nothing surprises me what they do.
I have
do.
36 tattoos.
36?
I used to have two dermals right here. You know how the girls have the diamonds, have a nose pierced.
Wait, you saying piercings tattoos?
I have 36 tattoos.
And then these are your piercings.
I've had these piercings prior to having my daughter. I had the two implants right here, my nose. I got my nose pierced when I was 12 because I thought it was Maya. the Monroe is what they call it.
Yeah.
And then, of course, when Lil Wayne got his two down here, I got mine as well. And other stuff that I ain't going to say.
Yeah, well, we could imagine
but
that.
But they're all gone. They're all gone now. Yeah. I don't even wear earrings.
Oh, at all? Why not?
I don't know. I mean, because I work around food and shit like that. So because of the health and protocol, you know.
Oh, it's against the rules or you just
You don't want to drop an earring in somebody's salad and then they fucking die from it. Yeah. Like I would, and then I know that I was missing that earring that night. Oh my God.
Find out somebody's
X-ray
has a diamond stud in there.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Never.
Damn, that'd be fucked up. All right. So you said it's neither with dating apps?
Neither. Yeah.
As she smokes her weed.
Neither.
Shout out to the weed smokers.
Yes.
All right, so what about award shows? Overrated, underrated, or neither?
overrated. They're all like
I think
rigged.
The same thing.
All rigged.
They are, like, especially once you start really understanding how shit plays, like, the music industry pays for a lot of these winnings, and the, like, it's just, it, everything is so fucking rigged nowadays. Even sports, I think sports is rigged, like.
And I'm going to say this, I can't talk about sports, but I will say this in regards to music and
award shows and stuff, TV, Emmys, all that.
This is me. This is not Mez. This is Britney talking. So don't nobody come for his neck. This is me saying this. I think Cardi B should have sat that one, that Grammy out, and gave it to Nipsey.
Nipsey definitely had the better album that year.
You know what I mean? So there's your thing. She could have got it next year. She could have got it, you know, after this WAP album or whatever. She has time. Yeah. But it was something so special about Nipsey. It's not like you knew he was going to go. It's like, I think for me, I knew he was going to shift away from music and tap into a different purpose. I think that the music is the way that he started grabbing your attention.
Right.
But I definitely think that he should have got that.
Yeah, but see, that's one of them things where everybody felt that same way. Mm-hmm. Like, nobody was sitting there like when it happened, it was one of them things where people looked side to side like, well, we know what this is about. Like, it's that Fugazi industry shit. Like, we know Nipsey had the best album that year.
Yep.
Like, for his debut album, that Victory Lap was amazing. Like,
last time that I checked.
Listen. Everything from front to back, I can listen to that album. Yeah, I still do. Like, there's not too many albums that have replay value nowadays.
Yeah, Matt Barnes actually put me on a couple of other songs besides last time that I checked, because of course that's the only one that I knew at the moment.
Yeah.
But yeah, that he's got some dope shit, some dope older shit. Some dope, and then of course Victory Lap was amazing. But I think that, again, I don't think that people that think a certain way knew that he was gonna die. I think that we knew that he was going to shift into a different purpose.
Yeah. He hadn't even scratched the surface yet. He has so much more to go.
But he was giving out so much free game. I remember seeing something on YouTube about, you know, of course he was still hustling, but he was investing in real estate with that money. He wasn't just flipping it and weighing it up and bagging it and flipping it to get some more. Like, he was putting a little bit towards this apartment complex, a little bit towards this strip mall. You know what I mean? Free game.
He was way ahead of his time. All right. So what about? Did I answer that? Award shows is overrated, and dating apps for me is, I don't care either way about them shit. So they neither.
Lucky you. You're in love.
Exactly. All right. So Super Bowl commercials. I think they're overrated this year. For the last couple of years.
Super Bowl commercials. I mean, I think that's a part of the show for people that don't know shit about football. Like, I know shit about football. Yeah. I dated a safety, and I know that safeties get picks, but that's all that I know.
Right. Interceptions, football. For those who don't know what picks are, there's an interception.
Hey, free game from Maz. Yeah. But yeah, I would say they're neither. I wouldn't say they're overrated or underrated. I would say that they're just what that person that's not into football needs.
Okay.
You get what I mean?
Yeah. So they're like, for the people who don't, because a lot of people watch it just for the commercials.
Yeah.
But the commercials used to be really good back in the day. Like, lately, it's like, did y'all run out of ideas? Like, what the fuck is going on? Like, this should be so regular. Like, it used to be a thing, like the Super Bowl commercials. Like, you didn't care about fast forwarding through them. But I think now they're overrated.
Definitely. In your opinion. But
for
me.
Yeah, my opinion. Yeah. You said they're
that's
neither.
That's what I would say neither. Like, that's what I'm going to... Cardi B had a Pepsi commercial last Super Bowl. So, of course, I'm like, want to make sure I'm there for that. But outside of that, I really don't give a fuck.
What about the halftime show?
Really don't give a fuck.
You don't give a fuck? So, underrated, I guess? Oh, no, excuse me. Overrated?
Overrated, yeah.
Yeah. Especially, like, because most of the time, it ain't somebody you care about.
I don't like that because whether it's a Super Bowl or it's an All-Star, I wouldn't say that's a different comparison. Yeah. But okay, so Super Bowl halftime show to me probably takes the energy and the vibe from the players off to something else. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're probably thinking like Beyonce's out there motherfucking dressing all black power, yada, yada, yada. Like, are they really focusing on getting back out there and retracting and winning the game? So for me,
I would think so.
What?
If I'm in a Super Bowl, I don't give a fuck about who's playing. Like, when you're in the game with certain shit, like, so even when you're doing an interview, are you so stuck on your craft that you can't enjoy the moment? Like, because sometimes, like, I'm so into the zone about what I'm doing, I don't appreciate the episode until it comes out. Because sometimes I might not laugh at certain shit that happens, but then when I listen back to the episode, I'll be rolling.
Yeah.
Like, yo, what the fuck? I don't even remember saying that. Yeah. Or I don't remember my guest saying that. But
that damn Henny. Yeah, that's why you don't.
That's true. Yeah, now you're right. But sometimes you be so caught up in the moment that you can't appreciate it at the time.
Yeah.
But that happens.
I don't know. I would just think that the players would be in the locker room thinking like, damn, I could really be like watching Beyonce like do her halftime show or Bruno Mars or whoever. Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, Beyonce or Rihanna?
Rihanna, what the fuck?
We'll be on the same page then, because I fuck with Rihanna.
Rihanna heavy.
Yeah, but some women.
And she's kind of demonic, but it's just like she's kind of like my like little vice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I fuck with Rihanna heavy.
Yeah.
All right, so last overrated, underrated, the mall.
I don't go to the mall. I order everything. I don't even go to the grocery store, Instacart. I don't even go get motherfucking Rellos.
Really?
There's an app called 7Now. It's 7-Eleven. They deliver.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy. I never knew that.
Now, I will possibly like go into Express if I've gained a little weight, lost a little weight, to go just before I order online to see what's my right size in that area. But I online shop everything.
I think it's underrated at times because like Christmas doesn't feel like Christmas no more.
Yeah.
Like, because now it just seems like.
Well, shit, you can't lay away no more.
We never did layaway. Like,
oh, okay, baller?
No, because we didn't have it at all. Like, if we couldn't get it, like, I don't even think my parents knew what layaway was. Because we were immigrants, like, so.
Got you.
We didn't know what layaway, like, I would look at layaway, like, what the fuck does that mean growing up?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's definitely, layaway was the shit. We just wouldn't get it. That's the only way that I got Christmas.
It was either you got it or you didn't get it. There wasn't no, like, we'll put some money down on it and then pay on it. Like, we had no idea what that concept was. Like,
if it wasn't for layaway, I wouldn't have a Christmas.
Really?
Yeah.
We went plenty of Christmases without like a fucking gift. I remember one year, that's crazy. We had absolutely nothing. Like I watched my homie open. It's not even my homie. I went to my homie's crib and we went to his homie who lived across the hall on Dykeman. Like he lived in New York.
That's New York.
Yeah. Yep. So we was literally on
y'all
Dykeman.
Y'all mean asses. Yes. Y'all so rude.
So we went to his neighbor's crib and watching him open up all his gifts.
Yeah.
And then he didn't give a fuck about him. Like he got a basketball, a football, a bike, and he was just opening gift after gift. And I remember sitting there like, yo, what the fuck? Like, how the hell is he getting all these gifts?
Yeah.
And then he just opened them and we just went outside. Like, he didn't care about none of it. I'm like, nigga, bring the football, bring the basketball. But he didn't care about none of it.
What?
But yeah, it's just shit like that that you just, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, the holidays don't seem like holidays no more. Remember going to the mall with your parents, your family, your
Black
kids?
Black Friday.
Yeah, like going shopping.
Yeah.
Those things meant something. But now it's like everything comes straight to your house. And you just, or sometimes you can even get a gift wrapped. Coming through.
Yeah, you can order it. Yeah.
So it's like it doesn't feel the same no more. So I think the mall is underrated to me.
Underrated.
Yeah. Because
so you want to go back to that old school.
I want to go back to that old school because it just has more of a vibe. Like, remember how long you been here?
In Charlotte?
Yeah. So do you remember Eastland Mall?
Uh-uh.
All right. So I was in the era of Eastland Mall and Sci-Fi knows about Eastland Mall. We used to go there and it would be packed. Like there was a skating rink downstairs. People would be skating during the wintertime. You shopping, the mall would be packed, everybody from all around East Charlotte, whatever. Like, all, it was just the mall to go to. Pardon me, I'm over here burping Henny. But like that shit, them
you
vibes.
You should drink
popping.
It out of your metal straw and save the whales.
Yeah, because I hate paper straws. Or plastic is terrible too, but I went to a concert and I drank out of a paper straw. That shit was the fucking worst.
Listen, that was not a straw, that was a cake pop. Have you ever had a cake pop?
I had cake pops before.
They lied to you.
Yeah. I don't like cake pops.
I don't eat sweets.
Huh?
Hold up.
You smoke weed and don't eat sweets?
Nope. I think that I looked at my Postmates probably about 3 weeks ago. I had one binge but my period was probably about to come on. Sorry.
Yeah. Now you
that's
good.
Too much. My period. I think my period was about to come on and I ordered like a milkshake and a cheesecake and stuff like that. But I'm not really a sweet eater.
That's crazy.
Not at all.
I've never heard somebody who smokes weed that doesn't. Drink.
Yeah. No, I make motherfucking 2 and 3 hamburgers when I get high.
Oh, really? So you like food?
Food, yeah.
That's crazy.
Everybody's like, you need to leave red meat alone. I'm like, shit, you need to leave them cookies alone. You know what I mean?
So you eat all meat as far as like red meat?
Yeah,
chicken.
I don't eat poultry. I don't like chicken.
Wow.
And turkey. Because I've a part of like a training process for certain certifications.
Yeah.
Like I had like a whole chicken and we broke, I mean, of course, it was already dead, but it was shipped to us and we broke it into the pieces, the thigh and all that. And it just was a lot of different colors coming out of there and a lot
I've killed the chicken before, and a lamb. Like, I've killed a lamb before.
Well, maybe because I didn't deal with those. I don't think like that, but that chicken, I just saw way too much shit that I probably shouldn't saw. So I'm not a chicken person at all.
Yeah, the first time, I was 9 years old when I first went back to Eritrea.
Mm.
And I was with my... it's crazy because in my country, like it's my aunt, but her husband. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't call that my uncle. We would say my husband, my aunt's my aunt's husband, we would say. Like,
that's what you refer to him as. Yeah, but what was, and then you just called him by his name?
No, I mean, no, yeah, you refer to him by his name. Yeah.
Okay, okay. So, not Uncle Kurt.
Nah, you wouldn't call him got Uncle Kurt. Got it. Yeah. And so it was my real uncle's, my mom's brother's wedding. So he had all type of livestock. Mm-hmm. So he was like, help me kill the lamb, like, so we could slaughter the lamb and get it ready to eat. And that was my first time doing it, and it was just so
weird. Did you not say, like, wait, what?
No, or? I was excited to do it.
Like, okay,
yeah,
okay.
He was just like, hold him down or hold her down or whatever it was. Like, just hold it down. And we did it right then and there. Like, we split it and everything. And then, of course, chickens. Like, men, if you have a man in the house, a woman's not supposed to kill the chicken or any animal. Like, it's, that's up. That's for the men to do. Mm-hmm. So in my building in the Bronx, we had a few Eritrean families, so... If there was a chicken that needed to be killed for like Easter or a certain holiday, they'd be like, yo, send him through and I'd help cut and kill the chicken. Like, yeah.
I've been hunting before, but.
I've never been hunting.
Yeah, I've been hunting before, but I didn't like. Yeah. We took the deer to get deheaded and shredded. And
that makes you not want to eat meat, though. Like, it was later on in life when I did it with my pops here in Charlotte. Like, we went to this little farm and they had lambs. So we went and got a lamb and.
Yeah, but something so soft as a lamb, of that's course. What I'm like, I mean, I'm talking so about a deer. Yeah.
But still, just like when you're a kid, you don't you're so excited about killing something. You're like, yo, that is dope. But when you get older, you start to realize, yo, I just killed the animal for no reason, for my benefit, like to eat. I wasn't starving. Yeah. I didn't need the wool.
We didn't even eat them when I used to go hunt with my uncle. It wouldn't be for something like. Well, he's the number one turkey caller in South Carolina, so he's big.
Turkey caller.
Turkey caller.
The fuck is that?
So turkey callers like can call the turkeys for turkey season, for hunting season.
With his mouth, or he has like a device?
He has devices.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I was about to say.
Shout out to Uncle Tank.
I thought
Uncle
he was out
Tank.
There.
Yeah.
Cock-a-doodle-dooling. I was like, damn.
No. Well, the devices do sound like that. Yeah. But like he knows, he's like a dog whisperer. Like he knows the tone, like the mellow, how to do it right. So. Shout out to him. He's on all those like hunting shows on like those weird channels. Where are we going with this?
Yeah, I was just seeing my dad kill that lamb. Like he did it with ease. Like he just cut the throat. I was holding him down and he cut the throat of it, like the head, the whole head off. He just threw the hooves on the hook, like gave it a zipper straight down his middle, like zip and ripping the skin off. I was like, hold up, my dad might be a serial killer on the low. Like,
no, yeah.
The way he did that, I was like, yo. He did it like with ease. I'm sitting there like, hold up, this wasn't that easy when I was a kid.
No, my uncle, he just likes you to take a picture with him holding up the dead animal. Like, and not just him, all people that hunt.
Nah, I see. All, the
all
time.
White people that hunt got all that picture as their profile picture on Facebook.
Side.
Yes.
Oh,
right. I don't deal with none of them niggas, unfortunately. Yeah. I just don't. I mean, not unfortunately, they're lost.
Yeah.
But yeah, he always has those Polaroids with him holding up the deer.
I see it all the
turkey.
Time.
But yeah, I never could go shoot something like super cute like a lamb. We never would do no shit like
that. No, you don't shoot no animal like that. You literally just cut their neck off while they're alive.
Oh no.
Yeah, like you hold them down while it's fighting. Yeah, like, no. Like, and that's the thing, like when you get older and you see that, you're like, wait a minute. Nah, straight up. Yeah. You don't shoot that shit. You're not supposed to put lead in the animal. Like you're poisoning the system basically. Like you're supposed to literally hold it down.
See, now I'm gonna be a damn vegetarian,
and that's what makes me like I'm a vegetarian now. But so but that just happened this year. Like it wasn't like I stopped eating certain meats because of that. Like I stopped eating lamb. I would only eat chicken for the most part and turkey, and I strayed away from red meat. But like, just
now I'm not
year,
a big pork eater. It's the beef pork. For me. It's the cow for me. Like I can't give up tacos. I can't do even though they got like turkey, ground turkey, and stuff like that.
You'd be surprised. Like today I ordered nachos.
I'm not eating no chickpea nachos.
Nah. But I just get extra. I get extra beans on it, and you don't even because with all the like sour cream, the beans, the lettuce, the tomatoes, the guac.
Yeah,
you don't even notice that the meat is not there.
Well, I fast. At the end of the year and the beginning of the year for 33 days, January 1st through February.
What kind of fast?
No meat. No meat. So I already know what you feel. I mean, you can make it a lifestyle, but I can't make it a lifestyle. I choose 33 days because Jesus died at the age of 33. So
right.
I give it, it's like, give me 10 push-ups. Give me two more. You can give me 12. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I try to push myself an extra 3 days. So I have to go through my birthday without a fucking hamburger or a steak, you know, like, so to me, that's a big sacrifice.
Nah, it is. But the crazy thing is, once you stop,
the metal and poison in the system is fucking with me. That's what it is for me. Yeah.
In the meats.
Yeah. So when the dude, when the hunter shoots the chicken, and the metal is from the bullet is in there.
That's no good. You're not supposed to be like a chicken. Is like you literally.
Hope I get drunk enough not to remember that.
The thing is, with a chicken, you can literally just snap the neck. Like you can grab it by its head.
What about the ones from the farms that are organically fed and stuff like that?
No, that's all cool. But like shooting an animal, once you put lead into something, they say if you chop it up instantly, like they do say like that doesn't affect the system at all. But to us, we wasn't with the whole shoot a deer in the head. I mean, a lamb in the head. Like you literally just hold it down to be making the wildest noise. Like it makes the craziest noise while you chopping his neck off. Like it's literally slaughtering something.
It probably sounds like it would sound like anime porn.
Anime porn? I've never watched that. So is that one of them things?
But anime cartoons even sound like. Like
so you've never seen bukkake porn, but you've seen anime porn. Shout out to this nigga. Nah, I hear that.
Man.
But nah, that shit is the last time I did it, I was just like, nah, I can't do this shit no more. Like, but I think it's dope when, like, my dad literally has a farm, like not a farm, but like a garden where he grows all type of vegetables, fruits. So he's still like old school with it.
Yeah.
But
I'm not growing anything just yet.
Nah.
I'm in an apartment, so not there yet.
Yeah. What about you? You got any questions? Anything you want to touch on? Like,
this is your show.
Yeah.
You tell me what's going on. What was this versus battle between Biden and Trump that we watched the other day? Tell me what your thoughts on that.
That shit was fucking terrible, man. Like that was
that nigga said this clown.
Yeah.
And, like, press a button for that shit.
Definitely. Definitely. When that nigga Trump said your son was on cocaine and got, I'm like, yo, is this really the leaders of the country talking like this?
Joe Biden got so pissed. Like, you know, you mad when your nose starts to flare up. Yeah. Did that funny thing. Like, he was pissed. He was like, it wasn't that one. It was Bo. And he just you could tell that was a soft spot. But I mean, why did that Trump, man get all that Trump. Money from the mayor of whatever country he got all that money?
Was that
from?
China? He was saying, was it Russia or China?
No, M word. But yeah, why was his son getting all that money from the mayor?
There's no telling, man, with them politicians, man. Over it. Your shirt says over it. What are you over?
I am over recidivism.
What is that?
You don't know what recidivism is?
No.
When somebody gets out of jail and they go back. So I'm a part of the executive board for a nonprofit called From Prison to Purpose, helping reduce recidivism. So we help them get a car. We help them get in a place. We help them get in a job. People that hire felons, things of that sort. But you don't want to continuously see people go to jail.
What's the reason why people go back to jail? Because they don't have opportunities, right?
You can't get approved for an apartment because you got a felony on your record.
Right.
You can't get this job because you got a felony on your record.
So you
got
to resort back to the shit that you know.
The old shit that, yeah.
And 9 out of 10 times, you keep shooting the dice. 9 out of 10 times.
It's, slinging dope. 9 times out of 10, you know what I'm saying? And that affects the black community. So I'm over that shit. Like, what can I do to help, my nigga? Like, what can I do? You know, and I had to go out there and really get on the ground and figure out these resources that you really can utilize to help people. I mean,
that's crazy. That's another thing that Nip was doing. Like, he would give so many felons jobs.
Yeah.
Through all his business that he had, he would just give people opportunities.
Yeah.
So
shout out to my executive producer for my podcast. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Nobody's perfect. And boom.
Yeah.
Look at you now.
Yeah.
Look at you now.
Now, what is it called?
Recidivism.
Recidivism.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, that's a hard word to say when you on alcohol.
I say it so much. I think it's just that.
Now,
yeah, but
dope,
let's reduce.
Though.
I'm over recidivism. I'm over people. I'm having to go back and resort to the same shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that I want a rapist to come out, you know.
No. You're talking about people legit mistakes. Like you might
legit mistakes.
A young man who might have sold some drugs or did an armed robbery, something crazy.
Yeah.
You're like, yo, you really feel some bad.
Had a moment and put your hands on your girl. You know what I'm saying? Like things happen.
Yeah.
Like we're not perfect. I'm not praising, domestic violence.
It could be aggravated assault and that shit might
really
ruin your
life. But you
can't
get no motherfucking apartment if you got that shit on your record.
Yeah.
And you still with the bitch.
Yeah.
See, you know what I'm saying?
But so now everything in her
name. But now everything in her name is she going to be telling you to get out.
Mm, which make you want to put your hands on her again.
I'm over recidivism.
Nah, let me stop. That's crazy, though. You're right about that. Because most of the time, you can't get no type of employment. You can't get somewhere to live. Yeah. You're going to end up going back to the same shit that probably got you in there. Like, you're going to result to the street life. And of course, any type of game you keep shooting the dice, you're going to crap out sooner or later.
Yeah, because when you think about ex-offenders or homeless people and stuff like that, you think about like just old niggas that just gave up. Like, no, these are some real live people that's got some like superpowers they can tap into. They just nobody will give them the opportunity to tap into it. No Grease Barbershop, shout out to them here in Charlotte, actually gave like a barber scholarship to one of the participants that at the community event we had a couple of days ago. Yeah, last Saturday.
Oh, shout out to them for sure.
Shout out to No Grease, Jermaine, shout out to Jason. I really, and the crazy thing is I was just doing like cold calls, just calling people, you know.
Yeah.
Not really for monetary donations, but in-kind donations, which is like, can you donate sodas? You know, can you donate some tables? Can you donate a tent? You know?
That might seem minor, but that can be so much help to somebody.
Right. So I was literally calling to talk to them about maybe having somebody come out there to do a couple of haircuts. And
how did they get in contact with that?
I called.
No, but.
Oh, how did they? You can go to prisontopurpose.org, www.prisontopurpose.org, or you can follow the Instagram, which is at Prison to Purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. All the Measurements and Chill supporters lock into that.
Yeah, it is. But the gentleman that answered, his name is Jason, and he was like, okay, who are you with? And I said, from Prison to Purpose. And he was like, what is it? And I was like, well, you know, we're an organization just trying to reduce recidivism, you know, transitional housing, get these people. He was like, I am from Prison to Purpose. And from that, it just was like, touch of hands with the right people.
That's dope.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy what, I don't know if it's the time when you got to sit down and you just read like that right book. Like for me, now, I haven't been to prison, but when it like I woke up, I read The Secret.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And it was just like I read it and then I watched Netflix and then it was like 1 second, I was just like, okay, let me read it.
I didn't like the Netflix compared to the book.
No, not compared to the book. And with the book, I was able to remix like some of the wording, like the Aladdin and the, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I was able to put like Mark 11:24 in there, if you ask, believe, receive. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So when I read it that second time, I read it with a different demographic or view of reading it and was able to really tap into that shit. And I've been going hard with it.
I'm more of an audiobook type in it because I'm always...
I need to highlight. I need the asterisk. I need my little post-its to put right there. Yeah, I need my references.
Yeah, I can listen to something and digest it so much quicker than when I read it. So it's like I can listen to a whole audiobook within the day.
Yeah.
But I can't sit there and read a book the whole day. Like, but yeah, that's another
episode. I'm actually reading this book right now called Why Are You Single? By Terica Rogers. And... That shit hit you.
Really?
And then I read Brittany Renner's Judge This Cover. So it's like I got two books sitting there, which shout out to Brittany because she's like in a whole relationship with this cool ass nigga I know too.
Yeah.
So all is good. But so I got this kind of modern day Corinne Steffens book in one hand and then the Why Are You Single book in the other hand. So
those are polar opposite books?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. I mean, in the book that Why Are You Single, Terica's kind of helping you groom to pinpoint, to figure out. She's not telling you what's wrong with you. She's like helping you figure out like, why am I not wifey material at the moment or ready to be wifey material?
Yeah.
Compared to Brittany's book, Judge This Cover. I mean.
That's more important how you said it. Like,
because
sometimes you might think of something like, somebody might look at it like, why am I not wifey material? But it could just be at the moment.
Yeah, I know I'm not ready.
Yeah.
Oh, listen, I see cute nigga on Monday and then like Wednesday, another one on Thursday. I wouldn't say this. I would say on Monday, I want a rocker dude with gauged earrings. And on Tuesday, I want somebody just like tall as fuck and, you know, just not a basketball player, but maybe a part of the entourage or a sports agent. Then on Wednesday, I want a hood nigga, you know what I'm saying, that owns a trucking company now, like on some old boss OG shit.
Yeah.
So I know for a fact right now I'm not ready for nothing like that.
Yeah. But knowing that is key.
Yeah. Now I'm ready for Jesus to start changing my mind. Now, like I said, I'm 32, so I'll give myself, I would want to say 33 would be that magical year to really kind of take off. But like that's right around the corner.
So unless you're not ready.
I don't know how much hoe I got left in my pocket.
You better get it out. How deep is the pockets? Is it the third pocket or is it the main pocket? You know that little small pocket?
Oh, that little,
That useless pocket. You better hope that's
No, it's not. It's actually used for something. I learned this shit the
Crack rock. That's what it's for. It's crack rock.
Dime bag on my end.
Nah, I'm fucking with you. But nah, I appreciate you coming through, man. That's another episode of Mez Drinks and Chill. Hey, where can they find you at?
My handle is at @corporate_rockstar. Our podcast is at You Sound Muffled Podcast on Instagram. Mm-hmm. We have visuals on YouTube. Just search You Sound Muffled Podcast. And on all streaming platforms. But shout out to you. Shout out to you with the quick response on the DM.
Thank you for hitting me up, man. Because it's crazy. I was literally going to hit you up. And I was like, something just, I don't know why. I was like, I'm going to just wait.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, and then perfect timing.
Yeah, when you hit me, literally, I was like, what the fuck? I was literally about to hit her up. And then she hit me up.
Yeah.
And I always believe things align for a reason.
Oh, like, definitely.
Some things are supposed to happen. It was supposed to happen. That's how I feel. Like, when you hit me, I was like, that's crazy. Like, I literally was about to hit her.
Yeah.
And then you just was like, hit me. So I'm like, fuck it. That's why. And the crazy thing is, I literally had no guests this week.
Uh-huh.
And I was just sitting there like, it'll just work out. Like, sometimes it just worked out because I need to do an episode with Sci-Fi.
Yeah.
So I was like,
I want to be here for that.
So pull up next week.
I want to be here for that. I want to hear him because he's back there chilling.
And Sci-Fi's point of view is like, it's always different, it makes sense.
Is it going to make me think really?
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Oh, I'm pulling up for that. Saturday. I'll be quiet. I don't have to put on the mic or the headphones.
No, you can, because the way y'all both think.
If you got a time limit, we'll be on here for 3 hours, because I'm going to be like,
we don't have a time limit. It could be
said, or what about when the sun is in retrograde?
Yeah.
But yo, shout out to what Mez has going on.
Thank you, man.
Hospitality.
Appreciate
that. Had a great time, great conversation. It was organic. He didn't send me any type of, this is what we're going to talk about. So
yeah.
So I'm learning. Hey, thank you for the free game. Thank you for making me feel comfortable.
Anything
so.
I can help out with, because I'm always down to help somebody, man. That's just the best way to network.
Sow those seeds.
Yeah,
back around.
Every time, man.
Back around.
Every time. I love giving. Like, you know, growing up, you're so selfish. You're like, it's me. But then when you start giving, the way shit comes back to you so fast, you're like, hold up. I got to keep giving. Like, you just keep giving.
But I mean, hey, things happen. It'll keep happening. I feel it. Yeah. Good vibes here.
I got to jump on your podcast.
Definitely. You Sound Muffled Podcast, man. I wish I could have you on there Tuesday, but Tuesday I just got a lot of shit going on. That's a long day. Yeah. I can't say.
It's all good.
That's a long day. That's a long day. But afterwards, I definitely want to have you on.
I appreciate that,
You've worked with Burpee before, so it'll be good vibes. Yeah. Real good
I
way.
I got to have you and Burpee together here.
Oh, God. You'll be like, we wouldn't be serious. It was
good.
No, it wouldn't be any kind of like in-depth seriousness to the conversation.
I'd just be like in conversation. Like, and sometimes when you don't know a lot about the person, like, I
didn't know market research on you.
And like, I couldn't on you either because you're not big on Instagram. Like, I was surprised. I'm like, yo, all these people you know. Like, you literally know certain people. That I'm like, hold up. How does she know all these people? But she's not one of the people who has like 20,000 followers on Instagram. Like, I was confused.
No, yeah, I'm very low key.
And that's one of the reasons why I didn't hit you, because I'm like, I don't know anything about this girl. I don't want her to come on here and we don't know what to talk about.
Yeah, no. I'm just real low key. That's why I was like, what you got going on? Any specific topics?
Yeah.
The only thing I told you was the thing we can't talk about.
And
we did that with ease. Sure. Because you're professional.
You already know, man. It's Mez Drinks and Chill. We signing out. That first song, that was by my homie Benny Bermuda. And that was called Plug from Cuba.
I like that. I like that. Good vibes.
Yeah. That's Benny Bermuda. He about to move back to Africa. Like, he's not even from Africa, but he called me the other day. He was like, yo, I'm out of here, yo.
I just can't
fuck with America no more. Yeah.
Shit, can I go with him?
You probably can't hit him. Well, he's got a relationship with family,
he got a cousin or something. Yeah, somebody single in the family.
He's just moving out there with the family. He's like, fuck it. And I was telling him about you, how you were saying that Sci-Fi, like, Sci-Fi be ready to get up and pack it up and leave too.
Me too.
But so
I'm trying to see what Canada like.
Yeah, Canada. Canada's cool.
Yeah, me and Drake like could be best friends. Let me let you sign off, man.
All right, we signing out. This song is called Hashtag, and this is with the homies. Diesel Brews, my homie Lotto, and we signing out. It's called Hashtag Team Numbers.
Team numbers. Yeah, I'm up in Onyx, man. Showing off. Roll full of Master Kush, taking off. Yeah, I'm blowing money fast. Took a loss. All this money, weed and liquor for the picture. Hashtag it. I'm just hunting for the bitches.
for the bitches, I'm just stunned for the bitches. For the bitches, I'm just stunned for the bitches. I'm just stunting, I'm just stunting for the bitches. For the bitches,
I got that sensor in a swisher. Only got one goal tonight, that's trying to fuck a stripper. Say she got a girlfriend, and I tell her bring her with her. Tell her bring some friends, I hope they tryna fuck my niggas. And I here to drink my liquor. It's house money, feet all over the sofa, new couch money. Say she don't fuck with clients, now she using that mouth for me. Bend it over, poke it out for me. No tits but that ass though. Saying what she won't do, but what about for this cash though? On a pole, doing tricks, hit the ceiling, lick her lips. Slide down about halfway, drop down and then hit a split. I ain't impress, girl, you wanna press me? Do the same thing to my dick. And if you gon' repost my pics, at least tag me in the shit.
I'm up in Alex Mike, showing up, dog pulling me.